CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sakes, what are you doing in the house on such a nice day? I thought you'd be out working in the yard since you got home so early.
I went over the mail that came today and I found this.
What?
Take a look at it. Third notice, it says. Third notice. Now, why wasn't that paid?
Well, I don't know, dear. What is it? Let me see. Fraley Appliance Company.
Yes, our washing machine. Didn't you have it repaired?
Yes, and I paid the bill. I remember writing the check.
Darling, apparently you didn't pay the bill. There it is. Look, yeah. Third notice. I mean, after all, what kind of a credit rating do you think I'll have if we don't pay our bill?
I paid it. I know I did. I remember writing the check.
Yeah, well, so you say, but I can't even find the checkbook. Where's the checkbook?
Checkbook.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Oh, honey, why don't you have a special place to keep the checkbook?
I do have a special place to keep the checkbook in the top left-hand desk drawer.
Well, it's not in the top left-hand desk drawer. In fact, as far as I can figure out, it's not in any desk drawer.
Well, that's funny. Let me look.
I just looked. It's not there.
May I look?
Sure.
Please, sir. Move out of the way,
well,
please.
Right. No. Go on. I'm telling you right now, it's not there, so...
Well, this is where I keep it. Well, I don't know. Don't look like that. It's usually right here. This is where I keep it.
Well, since it obviously is not there, where do you think it might be?
I don't know. This is where I always keep it. Ever since you raised that terrible fuss about keeping the checkbook in a special place, I've made a point of always putting the checkbook back in this drawer when I got through writing a check.
Well, darling, I don't like to keep repeating myself, but obviously the checkbook is not in this drawer. Apparently, there was one time you did not make a special point of putting it back. You know, there's a law of physics that says the checkbook is not going to get up and walk away out of that drawer all by itself.
Is that physics?
Oh, honey, would you look around for the checkbook, please? Well, for Pete's sake, what are you doing out here in the kitchen peeling potatoes?
Peeling potatoes? I thought since you were home early, we'd have an early dinner.
Darling, I asked you to look for the checkbook.
Oh,
I've been sitting in the den there waiting.
Oh,
I thought you were looking for the checkbook all this time.
I forgot, dear. I was looking for it, and I guess I came out to the kitchen to look. And then I remembered I'd better defrost the lamb chops, and then I thought, well, I'll peel the potatoes as long as I'm out here. And one thing led to the other, and I... I'm sorry. Oh, don't look so cross. Now, I just...
Well, I don't like getting a third notice to pay for the repairs on our washing machine. I told you, this is the kind of thing that ruins a credit rating. I mean, since we've always paid our bills...
Indeed, we have, just as we paid this one. Now, I don't know what the Fraley Appliance Company thinks they're doing, sending us a bill. I remember writing a check ages ago. And if you ask me, I suspect they've got some new girl in their office down there who doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, darling, if you will please find your checkbook, I would like to examine your check stubs. Now, come on, will you? Finish the potato peeling later.
No,
go
no,
look
no,
for
dear,
the checkbook.
No, dear, my hands are all wet.
Go on. All right, here. Here is a paper towel. Here, now wipe your hands and look for the checkbook.
I looked for the checkbook. I found the small one. I keep in my purse, but you mean the big one, don't you, with three checks to a page?
I mean the one you use to pay the household bills.
Well, I don't know where else to look, dear. I looked upstairs. I looked all over the living room, in the dining room, in the front hall. It's not in the kitchen here. I always keep it in that top left-hand drawer. I mean, if it's not there, I just do not know where it is. That's all.
For the umpteenth time, it's not in the top left-hand desk drawer. That we know. Now, before I call the repair shop and swear up and down and get into a thing with them that we paid the bill, I would like to make sure that we paid the bill. Now, I'd like to call them today before they close. I'd like to get this matter settled.
Well, I know I wrote the check.
Oh, find the checkbook, please.
Thank you.
dear. I found the checkbook.
You found it?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Where'd you find it?
In the living room. Come here.
In the living room,
come
huh?
on in here.
Would you mind telling me?
In the bookcase. Right here.
In the bookcase?
Yeah.
Would you mind telling me what the checkbook was doing in the bookcase?
Oh, it wasn't doing anything, dear. It was just sitting there between two other books, Seven Men by Max Beerbohm and Short Stories by Frank O'Connor.
Well, I...
At least I don't think the little checkbook was doing anything. Unless it was deliberately hiding from us just to be playful.
Oh,
there it was, right?
Give it here. Give it here.
May I go finish peeling potatoes?
No. Just a minute. Just a minute while I look up the check stub.
Actually, I suppose what happened, since it looks like a thin book, I imagine Mrs. Tenney picked it up when she was cleaning, you know, and just tucked it in the bookcase, thinking, you know.
All right, all right. Now, when do you think you might have written the check?
Oh, well, let me think.
Now, figure it out.
Well, I don't know. Around the first of the month, I suppose, when the bills come in. I can't see how they could be sending us a third notice anyway. I had that washing machine repaired. Well, let me see now. It was April 1st. April Fool's Day, don't you remember? When Betsy played that joke on us about the water being turned off and I had to wash clothes frantically, you remember? Oh, you remember.
Oh, yes.
Someone called Jimmy Allen.
Well, if you washed clothes that day, the machine must have been working that day.
It was repaired the day before, the last day of March. It was the weekend we went up to the family reunion to Grace Bernadine's wedding, and I couldn't do the laundry until the day we left, don't you remember?
Oh,
I had the washing machine repaired
the
day before.
Well, look, if the bill came the 1st of May, as you say, even if you didn't pay it, we shouldn't be getting a third notice, don't you see? Well, I mean, after all...
I said it's probably some new girl that got in the office there, dear.
Oh, look at this. Look at these check stuff. Now I ask you, would you just look at them?
I filled them out.
You filled them out?
Yes.
This is what you call filling them out?
Well...
Oh, sweetheart, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, honestly. I mean, ever since we've been married, I've been after you and after you to fill out check stubs properly. Now, just what more can I do to get you to do it?
Well, what is it you want to know? I understand them.
You do?
Yes. Now, take this check stub, for example. Now, do you mean you can't figure out what that means? Just try.
All right. Well, there's no number on the check to begin with.
Oh, it's... One more than the one ahead of it. Look back.
There's no number on the one ahead of it.
I'll keep going back. It's easy enough to fill those in, for goodness sake.
Oh, then, honey, why don't you do it?
Well, I will. I just forgot. Now, never mind the numbers of the checks. I want you to see if this check stub right here is perfectly clear.
Oh. Well, no date, just a figure 11.
Well, I wrote it on the 11th then.
11th of what? What year?
Well, obviously, the 11th of May this year. Is there anybody who would think it was the Ides of March, 44 B.C.?
Oh, I don't know. But I tell you, if archaeologists dig up this checkbook 6,000 years from now, there'll certainly be a violent controversy over who the check was made out to. Not that it matters, I suppose, but if historians do try to figure out how we common people lived in the old atomic age... You could spare them a lot of headaches in the future and spare me one in the present. If you...
You think husbands have gone through this here for centuries?
I'm sure they have. All these hieroglyphics that archaeologists are now trying to decipher. Believe me, I am convinced they are merely garbled household accounts that drove some poor husband wild.
I can hear it. Look at this clay tablet. I can't even read it. Now, if this is supposed to be repairs for... water jug, then write repairs for water jug, not re-wa-j, huh?
Well, I don't think that's so far from what happened.
Probably not. Well, sir, what is it you can't read about my check stubs? Doesn't this very clearly say milk? Doesn't this say phone?
Yes, but darling, don't write milk and phone and light. Put down Riley's Dairy. Put down Tri-State Telephone. Now, here. Red Sea. What's that?
Oh, what do you suppose it is?
I don't know.
Just make a guess.
Red Cross.
Well,
all right. Well, why don't you just write it and save me the... Check stubs should be filled out so they're legible to anybody.
Now, who reads them but you and me?
Things like me.
And I know what they are.
Taxman looked at them when he was here checking my 58 returns. I tell you, I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed with you sitting there decoding the check stubs. One of them with a recipe for overnight cookies or something.
Icebox cookies.
Icebox cookies.
And Effie's recipe, and I was delighted I found it. I couldn't remember where I'd written it down.
Yeah, no, look, I don't know why I don't give up year after year, month after month. Here. Now, look, just look at this one. It just says Wash Ma. No number, no date, no account.
That is the washing machine?
That's...
I told you I sent them a check. I remembered writing it. I wrote them all on the same day, the 11th of May.
Yeah, you're sure. Now, look, I don't want to call that repair company and start a...
I am positive. I know that bill was paid.
All right, then, by George, I'm going to call them right now, accusing us of not paying our bills. Well, I cannot help that the bill was paid. My wife wrote a check on the 11th, and I tell you, when I think of the business that we have given you people for years, well, I must say I resent getting a letter such as I got today. Piper. 13 Rainbow Lake. Yes. What do you mean you have nothing to do with it? Now, look here. You are the third person I have talked to. You are the third person. Now, somebody must have something to do with it. Well, I am very sorry to hear that the bookkeeper is homesick with a cold. But I am not going to call back tomorrow. Now, all I ask you to do is leave a note for her that our bill was paid.
Dear, and so enough.
I cannot help what your books show. The bill was paid.
Dear.
Look, let me talk to the owner, would you please? What's his name? Fraley.
Let me talk to him.
Let me talk to Mr. Fraley.
Dear.
Well, just call him in from the outside, if you will, please. Thank you. I tell you, these people...
I have been trying to ask you, wasn't there something funny about that washing machine bill?
Something funny about it? Boy, I'll say this.
No, funny isn't the word I mean. Wasn't there something about not paying the bill until you talked to them? Yes, there was. I did write the check and mention to you how mad I was that they charged so much, and you just screamed. $55! I mean, you were just... The packing was gone, the man said, or something. And you were furious, and you grabbed the letter from me with the check and said you'd hold it. You were certainly going to find out what that outrageous bill... And then we decided we'd had the washing machine 9 years... And it was cheaper to get it repaired and get a few more years out of it. Don't you remember,
Yes, rather than get a new one now. Yes.
And you put the letter with the check. Didn't you ever mail it?
I don't know. I did not. Now the guy's coming to the phone.
Mr. Fraley will be annoyed at you. He'll just think I'm
scattered. Annoyed?
Go on. Look in your inside top coat pocket. You were still wearing it. Then see if the letter's... Hello? Mr. Fraley? Yeah, this is Mrs. Piper, and I just feel so silly. After all this to do, I remembered that I did write the check, but I guess I didn't mail it, isn't that terrible? Well, I'm afraid my husband could just crown me.
Oh, well, if I do, honey, it'll be with a golden crown. Here is the letter.
Yes, I'll mail it tomorrow, Mr. Fraley. Oh, I just feel so silly. Yes, I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Don't mention it.
I won't. Don't worry. Never again. Here it is.
Where was it?
Right here in the inside pocket of my top coat.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, please.